that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week, I've been talking with our correspondent Zoe from Radio Adelaide about Scott Morrison making dodgy deals and a shock defeat for a piece of legislation cracking down on unions. Have a listen.
Good to talk to you. It's been weeks, literally.
Yeah, I know. Have you been good?
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything exciting. I just had exams and then work needed me, so I'm back for the next few weeks. All right, well, we'll get into it. Firstly, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has denied striking a deal with a crossbench senator. I didn't know about this. I didn't know who Jackie Lambie was. What's the story here? Why is this important?
It's a pretty big deal that they've made. So the government has, as of yesterday, been able to secure that repeal of the Medivac bill. This bill was sort of passed before the election, and it was to be able to facilitate medical transfer of people who are on Nauru, refugees who are being held in detention camps. It was for them to be able to come to Australia to receive medical treatment if they needed it, and you know, it was lots of rules surrounding it. So it was really for the major things. Major medical treatments that Papua New Guinea or Nauru weren't able to facilitate. And it was a bill to be able to help these refugees if they needed it. And now it's been, overturned by the government. And that is because of this deal between Scott Morrison and Jackie Lambie. Jackie Lambie, yes, she was on, she's a crossbencher. She was also on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And she has refused to say the terms of this deal, to disclose any of the information. And she cited national security concerns as the reason. But as you have just mentioned, Scott Morrison has denied that there was any secret deal between him and Jackie Lambie to get her vote to overturn the Medivac laws. And then Jackie Lambie came out with her speech and she said, yes, there was a deal, but I can't tell you what that deal was. And that's sort of where we're at the moment. It's quite, at the risk of sounding biased, which I always do, it's quite a devastating moment in Australian history. Holding these people in detention camps, and now we're denying them the human right of medicine. What that looks like for people on Nauru is they will be able to receive any major medical treatment if needed. Unfortunately, I'm not quite sure what, you know, major medical treatment means looks like, but you could imagine the facilities needed for major things probably wouldn't be on Papua New Guinea or Nauru, and that's where the Medivac law came into play, and it was able to transfer people here for treatment and then literally take them back. And Scott Morrison seems to think that was a security issue.
In terms of this this deal and the fact that, you know, she wouldn't comment on what it means, what does that sort of signify? Why would she not be allowed to talk about it? Do you think there was, I don't know, like a literal non-disclosure agreement or something? It just seems very, very secretive, very scandalous that this is happening.
It does, doesn't it? Perhaps, maybe there was. There has been rumours, and please, I emphasise that this is sort of rumours, hearsay, speculation, that Jackie Lambie signed some sort of deal over the Royal Commission into Veteran Suicides, which was sort of announced and will be taking place. So I'm not sure. It's all hearsay, so please forgive my... Jackie Lambie said, make sure there's a Royal Commission into Veteran Suicides, which, is a very important topic, don't get me wrong, and thus I will give you my vote to, overturn this Medivac bill. That's one of the sort of speculations about what's going on. But as in terms of why she couldn't say anything, it's very interesting. It's also very interesting that Scott Morrison has, you know, denied any secret deal as well. And it'll be interesting moving forward to see if we ever learn anything about this and, you know, what is it that has to be kept so secret. Yeah, it's interesting. Her speech, I haven't watched it, but it was tearful when she was announcing her backing of the Medivac bill. So that sort of leads into this speculation of the fact that, well, Jackie Lambie, her sort of, she was in the military, so her heart obviously very much lies in this Royal Commission, something that she's definitely wanted. So some people are speculating that, you know, this tearful speech was perhaps choosing one life over another, having to face that, you know, awful, I don't know, crossroad. But again, speculation, we're not really sure, and it all seems very scandalous and unclear.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens and whether this, you know, whether this has any impact on the Prime Minister as well, because obviously he's said one thing and then it's been refuted by the other party. So, interesting subject to follow. More Jackie Lambie news to just carry on that same theme. Pauline Hanson and Jackie Lambie have joined forces to deliver a defeat of the government's union crackdown legislation.
Yes, so this legislation was called the Ensuring Integrity Bill, but it had been deemed a union busting bill is what it had been deemed instead. And Jackie Lambie and Pauline Hanson have sort of teamed up both crossbenches and have sort of shut down this bill. This happened. As of the most recent update, is that the government will be trying to push it through Parliament again. The bill essentially made it easier to deregister unions and ban officials for repeated law breaking within unions, in a nutshell. It's very interesting that Pauline Hanson has sort of stepped up and said no to this.
It just seems like whenever she is in the news, it's something interesting, if that's the right word for it. Well, anyway, I'll let you get back to more important things. Thank you so much for filling us in, as always. Hopefully talk again next week.
Yeah, talk to you then.
Have a good day. Cheers.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was our Australian correspondent Zoe keeping us up to date with everything going on in Australia.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.